Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back almost to the halftime break of The Usual Suspects. Blummer was, as always, fantastic.
Loved it.
Love having him on the show. Definitely a suspect. And he rolls with the punches. Great baseball stuff, but also just the off-the-cuff stuff is fantastic.
It really is. I mean, props to you again. Another good get. You got Kelvin Sampson and Blummer in the same week. That's MVP caliber stuff. And you still rolled with your stupid joke about Nick. So
it's all for
good
the suspects.
For him.
Yeah, and he rolled with it, too.
He did a good job. Nah, he's great, man. I mean, it's great to talk baseball with him, and I love his. It's refreshing to get his honesty, and I like the fact that he can talk anything. Like when we were talking hair metal, that's the great thing about Blummer. He'll talk baseball, but he'll talk anything, which is why you should listen to the podcast. I can't imagine. I haven't listened to it yet, but I want to put it in my rotation. Yeah. I imagine it's a really fun listen.
I was going to suggest to him that he starts getting random people that had internet fame.
Okay, man, he would do that. Yeah. All right, so. While we were interviewing Jeff Blum of the Houston Astros broadcast team, you can catch that on podcastarena.com if you missed any of it, and you should totally listen to it. We got milk. AJ was nice enough, since we don't have any interns that on this show for whatever reason. We can't seem to get an in. Radu is just doing his own thing. He's just aloof. He's not around. I regret the day I recommended him to come here, because he's just out here just doing whatever he wants to do. It's awful.
It's all your fault.
It is. But so we don't have an intern. So AJ, of all people, was nice enough to go and buy us some milk for the Milk Coke Challenge. Wow.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Joel Hoffman.
Yeah, I learned from AJ.
If you had 222 into the show, that's when Joel Hoffman burped on the mic.
713.
713-780. ESPN is the number. Don't call or text. 713-780.
Be a dickweed.
So he went and now I bought AJ bought the milk. I bought the Coke and I bought myself a Diet Coke. And you put up a little bit of protest because you were like, well, why do I have to drink regular? Are you really? First of all, Andrew laughed at us because the milk that AJ got was from the gas station.
Yeah.
It's Oak Farm 2% milk. I can't imagine. I don't even.
Drinking butter.
I didn't even check the expiration date, so this might be sour, too.
Oh, you bought it from a gas station and you didn't check the expiration date?
Yeah, I kind of messed that up. If you want to go to this live stream and watch Joel and I drink this awful concoction.
Is Nick not doing it?
He's going to do it, but he's not going to be on the stream. ESPN975.com if you want to go to the live stream while we try this concoction of...
Uh-oh.
The milk expires in 2 days.
Oh,
well,
thank
at least
God.
It's still good.
Yeah, it's still good.
If it had expired 2 days ago, I would be more worried.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, it's the 29th, so this is the 27th.
So let's get the premise of all this down. Are we trying or are we having to drink the whole thing?
I mean, you drink as much as you can. It's going to be – so the way this started was on the internet, people started mixing Coke and milk together, and I have no idea why, but it became a thing, and they were like, oh, you know how they get – anytime something goes viral, they're like, it broke the internet. Now, I don't know about that, but it became a trend, and I had been wanting to do that, but I kept forgetting to bring it up, and then when a texter said it earlier today, it was like, okay, we're going to try this. So AJ's got the milk. Mm-hmm. You guys have regular Coke. I have Diet Coke. We have a styrofoam cup. Does it stink?
Nope.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like it. It smells more like Coke than anything. I will say this. The foam that it made, it looked like shaving cream for a while.
Then it looked like a craft beer.
It did look like a craft beer.
Now this looks like bird crap.
Nick has his cup.
So we're chugging this all at once.
Let's
I don't know
do
if
it.
You're chugging it. Are you tasting it first? I don't care.
Tasting it first.
Look, bitch, I'm not scared. I'm here.
You sounded scared.
I'm here. You're here. Let's go.
Let's go. Chug it. That's pretty, like, it tastes like a watered-down Coke float. Wow, you did chug it.
Suck it, bitch. Where are you? Good to the last drop. Barry can't even finish.
I almost threw up. Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. I survived that.
Oh, my eyes are watering. That is awful.
From what? In Wisconsin. For once, being from the dairy state, all good. If I burp, I might...
You're about to burp again, weren't you?
If I burp, I might Fred Fowler on my screen. I'm not doing that.
Oh, that's horrible. That's not good at all. Especially the end. The end was the terrible. Worst.
Maybe because you guys used Diet Coke.
No, I
didn't. You and I got the same one.
I had 2% and got Diet Coke. That was the healthiest concoction of crap I've ever drank. I almost vomited at one point. That wasn't good. I don't know about you guys, but that's a stupid challenge.
It was easy.
Well,
there was nothing to it. It just literally it tasted like a watered down.
Let's do a shot challenge
float.
Right now. How about that?
Bring a shot in.
All right, cool.
All right. Yeah, it did taste like that's my first thought was it tastes like a watered down.
Now, I will say Coke this. Float. I don't know what our intestines are going to do in the next 6 hours because if you watch the video online, they do it and let it sit for 6 hours, and what appears in the bottom of the container when they let it sit for a while. I was just telling AJ during the break, I have no problem with it. The problem I have is what was sitting at the bottom of the container looks nothing like what went into the container.
It looks like the sludge at the bottom of an oil barrel.
Or
that's the stuff that they make diesel out of.
Or like in a snowstorm when you put rock salt down. It looks like granulated rock salt at the bottom of a container. And I don't know how that forms from two liquids, but...
Ugh. I hope that doesn't happen. It's going to be weird. Pooping diesel fuel.
Yeah, if you splashed before, look out now. Because you're going to be Mark Spitz tonight.
Boy, I didn't like that. You didn't mind
no
it.
No problem.
Nick, I didn't mind it either.
Did you actually finish it?
I did. I just threw my cup in the thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like I won that.
I feel like you weren't even close.
Yeah, you weren't even close.
Yeah, I hammered it in like seconds.
That's true.
He's like a trash dump. And just all that stuff went in like that. Yep. That was amazing, by the way. I'm very proud
of
you.
That was my childhood.
I want milk. I want a Coke.
Yeah.
Which one? Both.
My mom would say, screw it. Put them together and get the kid out of here. All right, we'll be back with the second half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go, the big show. Everybody feeling perky after the Coke Milk Challenge. Nick has to go to Tastemakers
tonight. I feel like
tonight.
I got to eat something before this destroys Nick, my stomach.
Can I just let you know, and Barry, you're going to love this one.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to Tastemakers tonight, and you have to do it after just absolutely consuming that concoction. You're going to be waste makers by about halfway through.
Yeah,
because
I hope
all
not.
You're going to do, what is that, the meatball medallion? Oh, excuse me. I'll be right back.
Tyler, yeah, during the break, he said we're all going to poop a lot. That scares me now.
I don't even know why I participated.
Yeah, you're going to be.
Why wouldn't you? You're normally dishing these things out.
I don't know, man.
I hope you crap your pants at Tastemakers.
I'm just worried about Tastemakers right now.
I hope you.
Good thing is you didn't wear
Because Tyler
khakis.
Came in with the most serious face. He's like, bro.
I hope
you're
you
going to feel it later tonight.
I hope you crap your
I'm
pants.
Like, damn it, Tyler. Why didn't you
but
warn me?
The good news
he got
is, you didn't,
up.
Yeah, you didn't wear khakis, so at least
I'm never
going to
wear these pants ever again.
Show as
ever
much.
Again.
He's going to be leaving, like walking out, like they do, like on the chain gang in jail, where they have to take those real small steps.
Yep.
He's going to
yep.
Just small steps.
Nick's
going
to be at Tastemakers at the bar talking to some chicks. All of a sudden, be like, there goes his stomach. Hey, excuse me, I'll be right.
Will you? Back. If you have to small step it with poop in your pants, can you video it for me, please?
No, that's not happening.
Okay.
That's not happening.
Plenty of other people will be there that will be willing to get us a phone video shot of you.
True.
Short
I'm
step.
Sure. If there's any listeners,
Studio Wood Bo said, yo, I work at Oak Farms on Leland and Scott. Okay. Well, your milk was two days from expiring.
Thick.
Yeah.
Bubbly.
It was thick. If you missed it, Jeff Blum joined us on the show. You can get that at podcastarena.com.
We hope.
Indeed. Somebody's placing bets on the Orioles to win.
Yeah, did you see that?
The World Series. They are a 2,000-to-1 long shot. I don't know how anyone would put any money on that team. They're the worst team in baseball.
They had Mark Teixeira on this morning on your favorite show. And he said, of sure things, good and bad. Sure thing bad, Orioles could lose 100 games.
I mean, Royals are probably going to lose 100 also.
Sure thing good, Astros should win 100 games. And he said, because the Red Sox and Yankees are going to beat each other up.
Yeah.
So, with all that being said, to have someone that's willing to wager that the Orioles are going to win the World Series, with what talent?
That's the thing. I don't understand why you think that they don't have... Like, they don't have...
Did Stephen A. Smith place that bet because he still thinks Manny Machado plays for the Orioles? It's a genuine possibility. I mean, how are you going to pick the Orioles? The Orioles are going to win the World Series with Manny Machado.
Put it this way.
Stephen A., he's not with them anymore.
They were a bottom three...
What I mean to say, I was trying to do... whatever.
They didn't even have the worst rotation in baseball last year, but they do this year. They're worse now than they were last year.
Like, you lost your best hitter.
You lost your best hitter. Like, I don't understand.
You lost your best player in center field.
Yeah.
In Jones.
Your cornerstone of your franchise. I don't see how you think that this team suddenly... I mean, their bullpen has gotten worse. Their rotation has gotten worse. Their hitting has gotten worse. And they were bad last year. And now you think that somehow that this team's going to manage to be the Braves of 2019 and make a run at the playoffs? They lost 115 games last year. 115. That's awful. They didn't even win 30% of their games. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where I imagine, I don't see what the bet was, like how much they put down on it. But I imagine if you put down 10 bucks, then it's like, hey, if that hits, that's great.
Right.
Somebody, I did see where it said last year, if you bet the Orioles to win it all, on 100 bucks would get you 5,188. But that's, you just wasted 100 bucks.
Yeah.
That's basically what that is.
Just bet something that you have a bigger chance on. When we talked to Fred about trying to pick a 6-team or an 8-team or whatever it is, 15-team parlay.
Yeah.
But at least you know enough about the sport going in and the teams going in every game where you can weight it with the odds. I mean, just saying the Orioles are going to win the World Series, no.
Listen to this. The Westgate Superbook in Vegas had taken 32 bets on the Orioles to win the World Series. And another $25 bet on Baltimore to have the most wins in baseball. At 2001.
That's just giving money away.
That's just, that's dumb. I mean, there's value, but that's not value. Like, value is looking at a team like the Braves and thinking, well, did they get better? Looking at the Phillies and thinking, wow, they added sure Bryce did, yeah. Harper there. You know, they were in the mix for most of
JT
the year.
Realmuto.
Even though they faded at the end, the Phillies were in. So, like, that's just not value to me. But
Barry, Orioles or the field, dumb. Who you taking? Just, come on, man. That's what it's essentially saying.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
You're stupid.
I don't understand.
I like it.
By the way, speaking of that, let me pull up my Twitter because yesterday.
Coke and milk. Go.
Yesterday we got God, or I got God.
Why?
Because, you know, I mentioned the fact that I hate when people do that on social media where they're like, hey, this is stupid. Go. Hey, best place to eat crab cakes. Go. I was like, I don't know. You go bleep yourself because I'm not your puppet.
Right.
Well, as we were going off the air, Andrew Jacobs sent us a tweet, and I read it. It was like, great show today, one of the best. And I was like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Then he responds later, goes, yeah, hope you like acronyms. Great show today on one line, one of the best on the other. That's go. Bastard. You can go to hell, Andrew. Sneaking that in there, and I'm all
that wasn't
complimenting you on the tweet, and he got us, jerk.
Now you're blocked.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe not.
I should block him.
You won't. It's okay, though.
Probably not. Did y'all watch the Rocky game last night?
I taped it. I watched, and I went back, but because I had to go to the airport and pick up Taylor and Grandma. So I didn't see all of it, but I saw enough of it. Mm. First of all, ESPN, for as good as they are at being able to deliver the news and the product that we want in terms of more sports, just the fact that they're just making one game the MVP discussion... and the decide, like almost like the deciding factor. Just shut up.
That bothered me too. Where it was, yes, it was the battle of MVPs and MVP candidates, of course. But you didn't think. I mean, again, I said it to me that 61-point game and the comeback prior to that, where they didn't even win the game, but he brought them back on his own. That sealed it for me. That was it. There's nothing Antetokounmpo can do the rest of the year that would change my mind. And I'm not being a homer when I say that. I'm being objective, and I've always been objective when it comes to Houston sports. But I don't see how you can say it otherwise.
Here's one thing. You know, I've said this from the time we've had this discussion, mm-hmm. which is if you put what James Harden did with two players out, if you took Bledsoe and Middleton away from Antetokounmpo, I don't think the Bucks are even a playoff team.
Right.
Okay. Seth Greenberg this morning took it to another level. He said, if you took Harden off the Rockets without Capella and Paul for the season, and you put Antetokounmpo on the Rockets to deal with what Harden had to deal with, I again say they wouldn't be a playoff team.
I'm with you.
So either way, I just think it should make every case a moot point except for the fact Harden should be the MVP. And I told you when I put the video that I did on SportsMap, which they put up late last night, and so I don't know how much run it's going to get. But if you go to SportsMap.com and see my video on this, I'm from Milwaukee, and I put it out there, Harden's MVP. And I knew when I put it on my Facebook page that people back home were going to speak up. People back home at least handled this the way I wish Rockets fans would handle everything with the Rockets. I had several people come back to me and go, that's okay if Harden wins the MVP. We want a championship. It's more important.
Right.
There's too many Rockets fans that this is their championship. They want Harden to win the MVP. And that's something that you should reevaluate.
Here's what doesn't make sense to me is you look at the headline on ESPN, and somebody texted this as well, James in Utah. But I'm looking at the front page. So I've got the box score pulled up, and on the right it shows you different videos and options. This is one of the headlines. Giannis's double-double leads Bucks to win versus Rockets. Guess who else had a double-double? James Harden did. 23 and 10. 23 points, 10 rebounds. Giannis's double-double was 19 and 14. Did Giannis look better in the game? Absolutely. James's shot wasn't falling, 1-for-9 from three-point range. Doesn't do that a lot. But if his shot is falling, he went 1-for-9 and still put up 23. That little teardrop in the lane, like that's really working for him now based on the way that people defend him. There was a lot of ugliness in that game, but I don't think that Giannis, to me, didn't just run away with the MVP. He didn't look all that great.
Barry, when I look at the game and just what you just said about the floater, what's Giannis's favorite sense of all the five senses? Touch, because he wishes he had some.
Yeah.
He wishes he could feel. He doesn't have touch like that. He doesn't shoot like that. That off night that Harden had last night, that's the way Giannis shoots it nightly. He just gets, look at his first, I think, 6 made baskets were dunks.
Yep. If you took away his ability to dunk, Giannis Antetokounmpo has no other offensive skills. None.
I completely agree.
And the thing is if you take away a three-point shot from Harden, he's going to get to the rim. He can make mid-range shots. He can post people up. He can post up other guards. He'll post up other forwards. There's a lot. What's the matter, Nicholas?
Man, if you guys had producer cam right God. Now, Nick looks like he's
really
a bus
need
of
to go to break.
Are
guys.
You
going to
poop yourself?
We need to go to break.
He's going to toss cookies.
Let's get to break. I'm going to watch him poop his pants. This is going to be
You
great.
Better get your phone out. Film this. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Who got him?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Second half of The Usual Suspects. Knee Deep in Hour number 2, 3-hour show. Way back Wednesday, hair metal bands pre-2009. I'm playing catch up in hour number 2 because of our extended interview with Jeff Blummer, which was fantastic.
Yeah, it's worth losing a song or two on your list to get Blummer. Hey, Nick.
Where's Nick?
How about I just read you the text message he sent
Tyler, what did Nick have to say?
Nick sent me, bro, Can you run the board here for 5 minutes? I'm literally going to S my pants. I didn't need anything.
And then he texted Joel and me, I'm using the restroom in the other building, so y'all don't mess with me. Barry, I hope your mother bleeping intestines blow up.
We need video.
Right now.
Which they will.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming for you, too.
Right now, I
Why
picture...
do you say that?
Dude, so if you... Have you seen what happens?
I watched the video.
Okay. Yeah. That happens in your stomach.
Oof.
That can't be good.
That can't be good.
It, like, the, it literally makes it... the Coke, like the phosphoric acid or whatever it is, makes the milk curdle in your stomach.
And we drank a whole stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, but you got to think about, but Tyler, you got to think about that. Coke takes rust off of handlebars on a bike
and a battery.
So whatever and else is in your stomach too, it can probably
dissolve
to work on all that.
Right now, I picture Nick at like the scene in Dumb and Dumber when, after he has the X-Lax and he's sitting on the toilet and he just. That's Nick now, right now.
He was smart to go to the other building. But if we want to get video.
Let me tell you what, right now.
If we want to get video of the walk of shame. We've heard of walk of shames, but the walk across the parking lot after doing that and still feeling it would be hilarious.
Somehow I don't think that he actually went over to the other building.
If
he had to go that bad, there's no way he made it.
He might have gone to the second floor or something else.
I was talking to AJ during the break, and I come back to go into the studio, and the producer doors open, and Nick just walks out in the hallway and goes, oh, and I'm like, you all right, bro? And he's like, no.
You know, the actual drinking of the milk and Coke was altogether uneventful, other than Pac-Man Joel chugged it like a champion. I mean, gone. It, when he made a noise, it made me laugh and then gag at the same time.
Said, suck it, bitch.
But the best part is Nick, after it's all said and done, we're just chilling and he's going to poop his pants. And that makes everything worth it.
You and I were having a serious conversation and I peeked at the corner of my head of the producer's studio and he's doing like the rub of the belly and the eye roll and just like the... And I'm going, oh, he doesn't look
good. We may have to get him some Pepto or something. That might, I mean, he's going to need something in there because that's,
well, Tyler,
that's pretty funny.
Think about that then. So does Pepto help or hurt? Because you've already put that in your boiler room. Pepto is supposed to coat your stomach, but on the flip side, the Coke's probably going to erode it.
I feel like the Pepto would,
I don't know,
trump everything.
Getting too sciencey for me.
Yeah.
I just know that whatever I equate Coke and milk to like an Irish car bomb.
Right.
Have you ever seen one of those?
That's what somebody said. If you added a little bit of like some other things, it's a Colorado Bulldog.
Now,
it's Coke and milk and
alcohol. Fair. That's
now,
fair.
Have you ever seen an Irish car bomb that's just sat there?
No.
It curdles into like solid like cheese. It's
See, that's what I told Barry.
Okay.
Barry didn't want to see.
But that's in the open air, not in my gut. There's no open air in my gut.
I mean, it still happens there,
Colorado
but you just
Bulldog.
Have bile and stuff.
But
that
people drink a White Russian, a Colorado Bulldog, all that has Coke in it, right?
Yep.
I don't know, man.
Plus, what about a Coke
that.
Float? You got vanilla.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically milk. I had Coke floats growing up.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen,
Don't try it.
Nick's a puss. I mean, his nickname was Puss when we first started the show.
He's living up to it.
He's living up to it right now. Out there pooping
Maybe
in his
he's
pants.
Just lactose intolerant. And he didn't know it.
Wouldn't it be great if this is how he found out?
You like the funniest things would have been, one, if he thought he was going to actually meet some chicks tonight, or two, that he didn't eat all day with hopes of really...
Well, he better not, if they're offering a cheese wheel at the Tastemakers, he better not take them up on it.
Tyler, this is like your Super Bowl tonight, isn't it? Because, I mean, you're a foodie, and you're...
Barry has called it that.
Thank you, yeah. He just
I don't think it's
jacks my stuff.
No,
all the
I'm just.
Time.
I was just so the people know the taste. Did you say that already?
Yeah, it's like five times.
But you do love this. I mean, because
I mean, listen, I enjoy a free event.
Yes,
that I get to
partake.
Enjoy.
You like to eat
food
That's
and beverage.
You like to drink.
I like thoroughly enjoyed it last year. Nick and I had a great time, like we all did.
Well, you're not going to get to hang out with him tonight. No, I'll tell you that.
Wait a minute,
unless you want to hang out in the bathroom.
This is where you become effective for us.
Uh-oh.
You have your phone ready, sir, because when Nick does the quick step into the bathroom or he has a blowout, we're going to need phone video of that.
See, I don't want to do my mans like that.
Oh, come on. You know it's going to be funny as I'll get out when he tries to do the...
Yeah, but if he's walking through there with, like, skid marks or something,
oh, yes,
I can't be putting that out there.
That's a poster for the front page of the website.
You send that to Daddy. You send that to Daddy. You don't have to put it out there. You just send that to me.
If I see it, I'll forward it to AJ. AJ can send it to you.
Why would you forward it to AJ? He has nothing to do with this.
Because he's going to do it anyway, probably.
I'll take a picture and send it out.
I don't want Nick to get mad at me for doing this.
No, you just send it to me.
It doesn't bother you when you don't need do that.
He knows it.
You don't need to involve him.
But I'm the messenger.
But it would be up to me to release it or not. I'm totally releasing it. If I crapped my pants in public, and you don't think Nick isn't going to send out pictures?
You would too, Tyler. Oh. If Barry crapped his pants, you would do it to Barry.
Exactly. Everybody would be sending out pictures
of
me
I'm right.
with boo-boo in my pants. No way. I'm not. No. Send me that picture.
It's very fitting. It's way back Wednesday because Nick is actually going to be Skid Row by the end of the night when he leaves it in his
That's funny. Pants. Somebody texting us says, sounds like Tum Tum needs some Tums.
I forgot about Tum Tum. Now think about it. I think when you think about what would help this, Tums would not help. Maybe Pepto does because Tums is going to add more fizzy to what's already fizzing in there.
You're thinking of Alka-Seltzer. Tums is just the charcoal stuff, right? And that just basically what Tums is.
Tums is
it's not a fizzy. Yeah, it's a chewable.
No.
Once it gets in there, it fizzes, doesn't it?
No, it's just a chewable.
Well, you're right. That Alka-Seltzer would really
screw it. It's kind of a chalky thing. The Tums is like a chalky.
Milk of magnesia.
Yeah.
Solid.
You're thinking of Alka-Seltzer as the fizzy part. You don't want that either. It's funny that Nick's got so many nicknames on this show that I've given him. And Fart Sharara is one of them. And that is probably the most appropriate right now.
No, it's not. Because if he tries to fart tonight, he's just going to be.
He just got elevated from Fart Sharara to Crap Sharara.
There's not an American wheel and tire that can help a blowout like he's going
to
have.
Oh, my God. This is so good that this is happening to him. I'm so happy right now. This is amazing.
You had this all planned, didn't you?
No, but I'm glad it happened.
Indeed. Hour number two looks like it's almost in the books as we continue to roll on. It is Way Back Wednesday, as we mentioned. We did the hair metal bands pre-2009 in honor of Motley Crue, The Dirt, which was a great biopic on Netflix.
Tyler didn't like it, he said.
You didn't, Tyler?
I don't know. I thought it was weirdly done. Mm. Barry brought up the narration. I didn't really enjoy that. How they kind of flip.
You didn't like how they stopped mid-scene and they would go, right about now, that didn't happen? Or
yeah.
My wife just didn't like that it sounded so bro-y. It was just like, yo, what's up? Like, this is our story, man. Like,
but, like, I mean, that's Tommy Lee. Like, if you ever listen to Tommy Lee, that's what he sounds. No.
Oh.
It was like Machine Gun Kelly being Tommy Lee. Like, he was playing that part. But I didn't like how it just kind of cut from, like, scene to scene or, like, whatever,
like
milestone.
They put the date up when Vince killed somebody, and then they put the date up when Nikki OD'd.
Or, like, whenever they're in practice, you see the big Pearl Jam poster on the wall, and you're like, okay, I'm somewhere in the early 90s right now. Like, just put a damn year up.
Yeah. Okay. All right, fair enough.
Hater.
Can't make everybody like it. Fred didn't like Bohemian Rhapsody. So
I thought the first 2 minutes were hilarious, though.
Yeah.
The
squirter was weird.
And well, that's a true story.
I'm out on this.
That's a true Motley Crue story.
Oh, look who just walked back in.
It's Shart Sharara.
That was the walk of shame across the parking lot. We'll find out next. It's hour number three coming up. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.